Welcome to Sound Prints Audio Magazine, a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Sound Prints is underwritten by the American Printing House for the Blind and the Louisville Downtown Lions Club. I'm Carla Rusheville. I'm your host for this week's magazine. Welcome to Sound Prints for the week of March 31, 2024. The Transit Authority of River City, TARC, is introducing a new six-month on-demand pilot program called TARC On Demand. It is for shorter local trips and uses smaller vehicles that customers can hail from their smartphones. The service is intended to evaluate the program to see if it would be implemented on a more permanent basis. It will operate in two zones. The New Albany pilot will begin on April 1. Later in the spring, the program will also operate in the J-Town area. The American Council of the Blind will hold its 2024 National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida from July 5 to July 12. The Blinded Veterans Association will also hold its convention in Jacksonville at the same time in conjunction with ACB. It's time to start making plans to attend the convention, whether on Zoom or ACB Media, in person or both. KCB also encourages its members to attend the convention and take advantage of all the information and training available. For more information about the Jacksonville Convention and how ACB can help you attend, call the KCB office at 502-895-4598. The Council of Citizens with Low Vision International is 45 years old on Friday, April 5, and to celebrate its birthday, CCLVI is holding an auction to raise funds for the organization. The Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision is a chapter of CCLVI, as well as a chapter of KCB, and so we hope you will participate in this exciting evening of bidding and buying. The auction is filled with delicious homemade treats, bags and totes, low vision technology such as a Pebble Mini, an Optilec, a Merlin CCTV, and more, and many other exciting items. The auction will be on Zoom and ACB Media, so register now and get in on the fun. To register, contact Debbie Persons, CCLVI's treasurer, at 812-620-0477, or visit the CCLVI website at www.cclvi.org. For more information, the best way to participate in the auction is to join the Zoom call. Join from any computer, cell phone, or landline phone by dialing 669-900-6833 or your favorite Zoom access number. Use the webinar ID 818-3998-764. You can also listen on ACB Media 7, but you won't be able to bid on ACB Media. The South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind invites everyone to its Wednesday afternoon social hour each week from 2 to 3 p.m. Central, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on its Zoom line. The Zoom number is 763-689-4411. You can use your favorite Zoom access number to reach this call. The next Focus on Your Future with Low Vision event will be on Saturday, April 27. This is a great activity for people who are just losing their vision or for people who want to share ideas for living with low vision. More details coming soon. The KCCLV April Business Meeting and Focus on Your Future Planning Meeting will be on Wednesday, April 3. KCCLV will also hold a Zoom meeting on Wednesday, April 17. Both meetings are at 8 p.m. on the KCB Zoom line. Use the ID 862-9889-6972. There will be no roundabout on Friday, April 5, as we encourage everyone to participate in the CCLVI auction that evening. The April 12 roundabout will be page turners and technology. This is your chance to share good books you've read, authors you like or don't like, tips for using Bard and Bookshare or Kindle, and other sources of books. In the second hour, we'll share tips about technology, whether it be iPhone apps, skills, computer websites, new products, etc. GLCB will hold its quarterly meeting and elections on Friday, April 19th. This is a hybrid event, and dinner will begin at 5 p.m. at UCHM in Louisville. And the program and business meeting will be both in person and on Zoom from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. We'll be playing bingo with the Perkins Bingo Group on Friday, April 26th. We'll be announcing the Zoom dial-in number here on SoundPrints and on the KCB events list. Celebrate the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby with us on Derby Day, Saturday, May 4, both in person and on Zoom. And the GLCB Spring Auction will be on Saturday, May 11. Proceeds will support Roundabout and other chapter activities during the year. Call us at 502-895-4598 by April 29 to donate auction items. Register for the auction so you can bid by calling us at 502-895-4598. The South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind will hold its in-person lunch and business meeting on Sunday, April 7. Lunch will begin at 1:30 p.m. Central, and the meeting will begin around 2:15. It will take place at the Community Neighborhood Center located at 707 Main Avenue in Bowling Green. For more information and to RSVP, contact SCKCB President Teresa Eskew at 270-776-6971. Patty Cox and Debbie Persons represented the Kentucky Council of the Blind at the 2024 Leadership and Legislative Conference in the Washington, D.C. area on March 3, 4, and 5. They visited Capitol Hill on March 5. At the KCB board meeting on March 18, KCB President Matt Selm asked Patty and Debbie to give a report on their trip and all of the activities packed into the 3 days. Their report is on page 2. The roundabout of March 8 was entitled Your Journey in KCB. Participants were invited to share their stories of how they got involved in KCB and ACB. You heard some of those stories last week on SoundPrints. Listen to more of them this week on page 3. Natalie Couch is the facilitator, and she calls on each speaker, including Bill Wright, Debbie Dethridge, and Deb Lewis. At the end of the segment, Carla Rushevelt speaks about how chapters are very helpful in getting people involved in KCB and helping them grow in their leadership. Page 2.
Committee reports. Patty. Now we've been hopping over there in advocacy. You want to give us an update on DC leadership and all that?
I'll give some and Debbie will give some. The weekend went pretty well. Most of the sessions, kind of like stuff we've heard, a little bit has been added. Some of them, I wonder why we did them. There was the board meeting, and we went in the board meeting for a little bit. But then Sunday, during the president's meeting, they talked about some transportation, especially with service dogs. We also discussed in groups the value of special interest affiliates and their benefit to our state affiliates and other organizations. Well, just like the voting task force and wanting to get rid of the votes, you know, they didn't touch on that at all. But they did talk about how it was important to have those affiliates. So I kind of felt like they needed to touch on, you know, what they're trying to do or what they're trying to do in the background. We also, in one of the breakouts, I went to one and Debbie went to the other. In one of the breakouts, I went to the transportation breakout. And the lady who is in charge of the FTA was saying that there are 20 markets of paratransit that are having troubles. However, they did not state any of them and would not state any of them that is in that market. So I've asked to get her contact information because I kind of want to know if Louisville's in there, because it's not like our paratransit doesn't have problems.
Patty?
So,
Patty?
Yeah?
This is Bill. They was talking about financial and what they are all financially in the hole. And Louisville is 19, looking at a deficit of around 19 million compared to D.C., where you was at, looking at a deficit of 90 million.
Well, she was also talking about, she also talked about the problems that they're having, not just financially, because if you can fix some of the problems, some of the financial is fixed. But it was so vague. It didn't bring it home to really anybody. A few people asked some questions, but again, they were saying that they're not going to specify which markets they're talking about. So I kind of felt like it was almost, people were talking during it because it was almost an all for naught, because they weren't getting specific into what those problems are in those markets. Mm-hmm. Debbie, you went to...
Okay. Another one of the very lengthy programs was about, they called it DEIA. It's Diversity, Equality, Inclusion, and Accessibility. And they had several speakers for that. Oh, one of them was from the Carter School of Peace and Conflict Resolution. And considering some of the conflicts going on in ACB now, they should have attended it. Anyway, their main point was that we need to listen to each other, even if we don't agree. And then there was also a program about Procter & Gamble, and she brought in a bunch of supplies of bottles of shampoo and body wash and conditioner and that kind of stuff. And they are in the process of putting tactile markings on their products. And like the shampoo had four raised lines near the top of it. And I think the conditioner had one straight line on the side of it. And another product had laser engravings near the bottom of it. So, and then they passed out a whole bunch of sheets that you get to the privilege of memorizing about 20 different symbols so that you know what it is.
and that goes on their, not on their, it's not going to only go on their hair products, but it's going to go on
right. All
of their bottles. But they were, I mean, you get your cheat sheet, but then you've got to find on this bottle. And at our table, they had a big bottle that had a pump. And it was Herbal Essence shampoo. And that one was a small one, way down at the bottom of this big, huge bottle. And it was engraved.
Yeah, that was the laser printed one.
Yeah, the laser one. And then, but you have to find it on the bottle. And
Welcome to our world.
Well, I mean, but to me, they need to make it streamlined and have those symbols where, I mean, if you put cleaning products underneath your sink or wherever you put them, a pantry or whatever, you don't want to have to sit there and bring out the bottles and feel all over just to find your symbol. I think they need to streamline it and put it all in one place. And that was a suggestion.
Like, you need a class to know what they are.
Right.
Oh,
it
gets worse because this is what that company does. Their symbols are a certain symbol. Another company may have a whole different set of symbols.
Oh,
right.
No. So they're still working on that, but at least they're making an effort.
Remember when we had the resolution that said that ACB couldn't sign a contract with a hotel unless we had Braille on our shampoo bottles?
Okay, and another point on this equality and inclusion, they mentioned that, like, if they cut a curb, you know, has like the wheelchair ramp, well, that wheelchair ramp is good for the wheelchair people, but it's also good for kids with bicycles or parents with child strollers or the blind people that's walking through there. So, and they mentioned employment, that employment not only helps that individual person, but it helps the economy of the community and everything. So it was a good program. They did cover a lot of things, and they had a lot of very good speakers with that. So it was a good program. And then we had a fundraising. They did a fundraising session, and they didn't cover anything that I thought we learned a whole lot from. Did you, Patty?
No, they called it Put the Fun in Fundraising. And we were all wondering where the fun was. They talked about, of course, the walk and
of the DKM and the Inspire. I didn't know what the Inspire was. The DKM
and Inspire is the mentoring.
That's the mentoring
program.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they talked about those things. And
yeah, it was pretty boring.
They had another one on hybrid meetings, which, you know, we've pretty much been doing that for a long time. You guys are way ahead of the average person.
Yeah. We are. Kentucky is pretty much way ahead. Monday, they also did, like, etiquette. Tuesday, we went to 4 appointments. Monday, they started moving around, and sometimes they do that. My emails were blowing up. And, but we went to 4 appointments. We went to Congressman Comer's office, and we were in the hallway. Some of our points are points that we've made before, and we had the same person, so that kind of was...
She wasn't quite as attentive as
yeah.
she had been.
Yeah. And I've had hallway appointments that have been more attentive. She did ask a question, and then that was the end of that one. We went to Congressman McGarvey's office. That went really well. They asked questions. We were on our way to Thomas Massey's office, and at that point, I got an email that said, well, Debbie and I figured we'd stop by Congressman Guthrie's office, because the time was changing. We couldn't be there at 4, and then they wanted us at 9 a.m., which I told them we had at 10 o'clock, and that we would be coming over. And so we pop in there, and the guy had just sent me an email just to come on by, and he sat down in office with us for probably 30 minutes and talked to us. And then we went to Congressman Massey's office, and that turned out to be a really cool thing. We talked to the staff person, and then we asked if we could go sit in session. And when we said we'd like to come back around 4 to go over, and they said that was fine. So they had a new staff person that was going to walk us over, and she was an intern. We got probably maybe 10, 15 steps out of his office, and he comes running out after us, saying, "Patty," and shaking my hand and shaking Debbie's hand, and we got to ride over on the train, and he actually took us into the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee
is
the one that sets what they're going to do throughout the week. Yeah.
Of which he is a member.
Congratulations, that's phenomenal.
And so we went in, sat in session, and if anybody has anybody watch the C-SPAN, even when they do the State of the Union, up behind the speaker's chair is a big flag, and then above that, there's some seating, but there are curtains that look like windows. But when they go vote, these windows change to screens, and it shows how everyone votes.
Hmm.
And it's
I don't know about rules in Washington, but when we've been in Frankfurt advocating for or against particular legislation, I've stood in the hallway many times when the Rules Committee met, because the Rules Committee in the state legislature, rules are closed, and you can't be in rules. That's where they decide what is actually going to be done that day.
We heard one of their debates. There was a small room, but they let us sit there.
They, so in the room, he explained that they've been having the Rules Committee in that room for over 100 years. It's a very, very small room. It's got 2.5 rows of seats, and there were press, and then there is other congressmen and women that come in and talk about bills, and they debate if they're going to bring it up.
Right.
That is so cool that you got to be in there.
It is.
It was.
That is
very
cool. You can often get into the the caucus, like the Democratic caucus or the Republican caucus, but rules is different from the caucus. And so if you got into rules in Congress, that's awesome.
When he came out, he was putting on his tie, because you have to wear a tie. You know, when you go in there, you have to dress correctly. So, yeah, we were on the train, and he's putting on a tie, and it was just too cool. I mean, it's like, he explained things about, in fact, Congressman Guthrie was, when we went in to the galley, he came in with us. He left the Rules Committee just to come in with us. And he was explaining that he is, was telling us about that he was debating. We got to watch debate. When they recessed before they took a vote, we recessed. But you cannot take anything in with you. Like, no phones, no nothing can go in. I had to take off my Fitbit. Debbie got to keep her watch on because it's analog, but there are no electronics, no nothing. And we left everything outside. They give you a badge that coordinates with your stuff. And, you go through a metal detector. And so when we went back in, the girl was not going to let Debbie in with her monocular. And so we went back out to talk to the guys. If you know me, I get to know them, or you talk to them and stuff. So we went out and we went out to the guys before we checked stuff in. And the guy goes, "That's ADA, right?" And we said, "Yes." And we didn't even have to walk back through the metal detectors. They walked us around it and walked us in.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, sounds like y'all had a good time. Does anybody else want to share that attended virtually? All of us people.
How many people registered virtually?
Carla? Overall? Oh.
For us. How many Kentucky people?
Oh, for us. We registered 20 people.
Okay.
That great. Turned out a whole lot better than I thought it was going to. So.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, and if you're like me, you just hang out on media the whole time anyway, so.
Yeah.
No, couldn't do that.
Or you were working there.
But I think it looks good. I mean, yes, everybody, we could have attended just on, listen just on media and so on. I mean, every once in a while you might get able to say something if you're on Zoom. But I think it does look good. You know, for $20 a person, I think it makes our affiliate look good. They do know that we're participating. Whereas if we just listen on ACB Media and we don't register, then there's no record of participation from Kentucky.
Well, I just have to give kudos to Kendall, because I just have to say he was in that room from the time we opened that webinar until the time we closed it both days. So I was impressed, Kendall.
So, Patty, how goes it trying to organize McConnell and Paul and who's our straggled congressman, Andy Barr, or is
Andy
it
Barr
Rogers?
Well, Andy Barr, Hal Rogers, the email that I got from them is that, he's back, but we're going to need to postpone this to a later date. That was the, so I've sent out another email stating, we would still like to meet with him and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't got a response back, but that was last week.
We
did go into the offices. We did leave the one-page imperative, asked them if they would give that to the person that works with disabilities. And as far as I know, they were on the desk. We did walk in the office and do that. And we did not go to the Senate side. McConnell is, I don't know if we're going to get anything with him. Rand Paul, I'm working out a date and a time with him. He's in a lot of committee meetings. And so they said it would probably be April. So I'm just waiting. I will send them another email just saying, hey, remember us. We'd like that meeting. But I do have the person that we will be speaking with. I have their email, and now they're working with me. But they expect him to be in our meeting, not just the staff person.
Yeah, he was in our meeting a few years ago, if I recall. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep us all posted on what's coming up, and if you need people to jump in on that, I'm sure we'll find some eager beavers to do that. So.
Yes.
Mr. President.
Perry.
I would like us to highly commend Patty and Debbie for their tremendous work in D.C. and in also scheduling these advocacy events now that we're back home. This is a tremendous job you guys have done. And I think commendations are definitely in order.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Page 3.
We will go to our ACB journey. This is always one of my favorite things when I get to hear this stuff about people. A few more hands, and hopefully I get to tell my story, but if not, it'll be for another day. So, Bill, you can go ahead.
Okay. I came in to KCB and about 86, I guess. And I think one of the things, building on what Deanna said, when I came in, the openness, the allowing a young someone who, I just want to emphasize the openness, the friendliness, the allowing me to participate, and the friendliness was really helped, you know, at the beginning. And then I got involved in the classes, the ceramics and the computers, and the computer classes was open to me because the office for the blind just basically would not let me into the computer classes. And ACB had the computer classes, and then Paula and her dad, they put me to work. They gave me jobs and allowed me to grow. And then I want to thank Paula and MJ for allowing me to be a first timer in 2001, going to Iowa and getting out and learning to get on our plane and learning to go to a convention and everything. And and then I have been involved in the transportation for a lot of years, and got to meet other people who was involved in transportation and talk to them about what's working and what's not working. And I was on the light rail, and I could contact people through ACB in other states like New York and learn what's working with your light rail and what we need and what we don't need to do if we get one here in Louisville. And just the openness and the friendliness and everything.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
That's great. Natalie, why don't you tell yours?
Okay, well, yeah, okay. So I'll do Debbie, and then Debbie, because I see your hand up, and then you can go, okay? So I started in ACB in 2009. I was always interested in it, but where I lived in Illinois, we did not have a chapter. So at that time, the closest chapter to me was in Champaign, which was like an hour from me. So I could never really get involved, but I was always interested, and I was always listening to when ACB Radio Interactive would do stuff, you know, from the convention. I was always interested, and I, you know, had friends that got to go to convention and stuff. So in 2009, one of my friends had won a scholarship for ACB, and so she asked me if I would go with her to room with her. So I went, you know, not really thinking that I was going to join. I just kind of went to go check it out. And I made the mistake of only staying in Orlando for 4 days because I was like, oh, this will be long enough. Well, it was not. And so I went, and before I left Orlando, I signed up to join ICB, the Illinois Council of the Blind, even though I knew we didn't have any close chapters, but I wanted to be a member. So I went to convention and came home, and then at the Illinois Council of the Blind convention in 2009, I was elected a alternate delegate for the convention in 2010 in Phoenix. And so I was like, well, okay, I'm not going to get to go because, you know, I'm not going to be serving or anything. But then it happened that I was interning at the Lighthouse in Chicago, and the person that was supposed to be serving as the delegate did not get to go for whatever reason. So I went, and it was fun because I was required to be in all of the general sessions because I was serving as a delegate, so we had to write these reports. So we had to go to all of the general sessions, and that was really fun for me because I'm crazy, and it was fun to learn, like, ACB business and stuff. That was probably my favorite part. So I did that, and I came home, and then in 2010, Ray Campbell convinced me to run for election for the delegate in 2011. So I went to our state convention in 2010, and I had to go to this whole candidates forum and give this whole speech and blah, blah, blah. So I did that and got elected and went to Reno in 2011. And that was where I literally ran into Adam Rushable. I'm not joking. I ran into him in the food. We were at the ACB cafe, and I literally ran into him in line. And so, I was doing a lot of presenting actually at that convention because I was doing some presentations with ACB students about Apple product, like iPhones. And so I was doing some presenting, and Artis Bazin had asked me to do something with, I don't remember, the membership committee or something. So I was presenting at some of these sessions, and I was like, this is kind of cool. And so I was talking to some of my friends, and this was back, like, I was still living in Illinois and couldn't get out of my house, so I was always on the internet. So I was, like, chatting with all these people on different, you know, chat services and stuff. So it was fun to be able to actually meet people. So we were all planning, or, like, three of us were planning to room together in Louisville. Well, then they all got mad at me because I moved here after I had, you know, committed to room with them. So I was not going to be doing that. But so in 2012, well, I moved here in 2011, and I had talked to Carla as I was preparing to move here because my mother had come to I had gone to the Midwest Leadership Conference that was being held with ACB, some of the, like, Nebraska and some of the states in the Midwest. I had been selected from Illinois to go there. So while I was in St. Louis at the Midwest Leadership Conference, my mother was coming to look for apartments for me, and she had me call Carla. I think I was on an Amtrak, and I tried to call Carla, and she didn't answer her phone or whatever. So then I was in these meetings, and I get this. Apparently, Mom had found Carla's phone number somewhere or something, and so when my mom came to look for apartments, she didn't like where I was going to be living. So she had contacted Carla or whatever. And so then Carla found me my first apartment here. But then when I got here, you know, I knew I wanted to get involved with KCB and GLCB. And, well, I didn't know about GLCB, but I knew I wanted to get involved with KCB, so I talked to Carla, and I was really nervous the first time I called. I still remember the story. I was super nervous when I called Carla because, you know, at conventions, she was the convention coordinator, so she was everywhere and doing everything, and so, you know, I felt like I was talking to this famous person, so I was hoping that I would get her voicemail, but I actually had to talk to her that night. I moved here and because I really called her for some TARC 3 information when I was getting ready to move here. But so I moved here and I moved here like on a Tuesday, and the GLCB was having a chapter meeting on Saturday. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go for the food because I was living in a hotel and my refrigerator froze everything. So I was like, oh, I can actually eat, you know. So I went and, you know, it was a pretty fun, I don't know, they were having some TARC 3 something or something. So it was a pretty fun workshop. And, you know, after that, we all ate dinner and it was fun to hang out with people. So then I just kept, you know, coming back. And then in 2012, they convinced me to run for a GLCB director, and then I got elected as second vice president for GLCB, and then I ended up on the KCB board, and but I did have some involvement in national ACB before that as well. In 2010, Paul Edwards and Janine Stanley were trying to start the ACB Twitter page. So Ray had put me in touch with Paul, and so I worked with them, and we started that ACB Twitter page. So for like 2 years, I was the one that actually did that, you know, because I didn't have a job, so I had time to post tweets and do this stuff. And Ray had also put me in touch with the chair of the Information Access Committee at that time for national. So I was serving on, you know, a national committee at that time. And then I came here and got involved and got on the KCB board and then became secretary of GLCB and KCB. And then I became president of GLCB, and I just kind of worked my way up to, I never thought I'd be staff of ACB. I always wanted to, but I never thought that I would be. So I guess you should never think that you're not going to do something, because it can happen. So that's my journey and how I got to where I am. So, Debbie.
Thanks, Natalie. That's great.
Debbie Dethridge.
Well, let's see. Kind of like Bill, I started taking some around 90, early 90s. I started with some computer classes we were doing over at KSB through KCB and the ceramic classes, and I liked the computer classes, but I really liked the ceramic classes because we made stuff out of clay. I mean, we also did ceramics, too, but we made stuff out of clay. And I still have two pieces that I made out of clay. One is a log cabin, and the second one is a rocking chair, a little rocking chair. And I really thought, you know, that was cool to – and I've always liked working with my hands anyway. And we, you know, kind of had to – it was – we were doing ceramics, but it was hard because a lot of ceramics have multiple colors on them, and that was really hard for us to do because we didn't have the vision, you know, a lot of times to check pieces. And so, you know, but so that was fun. And then in 94, I went to my first ACB convention, and I've been to a lot of ACB conventions, and that's still probably my favorite convention. I don't, maybe because we got in some trouble that convention. I don't know. We caused up.
No.
Deanna got sent to her room, and she's like, I can't go because it's too far. When we first checked into the hotel, it was at the Palmer House, and I was there, and they're like, well, the only thing we have left, and I didn't know, the only thing we have left is on the concierge floor. And Carl was like, take it. And I'm like, okay. So we did, and these people were, I don't know where they come from. They were partying. They were half drunk and making all kinds of noises. Well, because of them, everybody got sent to their room. We were just minding our own business, you know, not causing any trouble at all.
Sure.
And so, and Patty's rule was, she had a lot, I mean, she had a lot of people. We had to look funny going down the street because she had people on both sides of her, this big wire probably coming down the street. It's like, watch out, here comes this massive line of people. And Patty's rule was, hang on or you get left. Well, one person in our group didn't hang on. Guess what happened? She got left. And so she was mad. And so we all came, and we had adjoining rooms. There was Carl and I, there were several of us, and we had two adjoining rooms. Well, we came back, and Doris wasn't real happy with us, but, and then I think Carla tripped over something and hurt her back, keyboard or something, I'm not sure, but anyway, but that was just a really fun convention, and of course, I got somehow roped into, they're like, back when GLCB started, and, you know, I was going for a little bit, and they're like, okay, now you're going to run for president. I said, I'm going to do what? I said, you really don't know what you're talking about. But I ran for GLCB president and served two terms there, and then they're like, okay, now you're ready for KCB president. I said, now y'all really have lost your mind. So, but did that too, and then the first year they did the J.P. Morgan Chase fellows. I'm like, well, might as well apply. I probably won't get it, but, you know, I might as well apply. Well, got selected for that too. So, came home. I remember came home. It was one of the Derby parties in 2016. And, Bill's like, you got to call Kim Charlson. And I'm like, why would I have to call her? So I did. She's like, I didn't even think. She's like, Derby Day, you're probably out partying somewhere. I said, well, yes, and I was. And she said, well, I'm calling to let you know that you've been selected as one of the J.P. Morgan Chase Fellows. And I'm like, oh, great. I was all excited and got to meet Sheila Young, and I roomed together and had a great time, and still keep in touch with each other, still talk to each other. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun. You find out sometimes that, especially when you're needing help with something, it's important to be a part of an organization, because sometimes tossing out that organization, or that I was past president of an organization, sometimes that makes a difference, and sometimes you get farther when you're needing help with something for that, you know, for that reason. And it's been a lot of fun. I think people don't realize how much work goes involved in either hosting a convention or just a chapter activity. It's easy to come and say and sit down and just eat or whatever and not be real involved, but, you know, it's there can be some rewarding experiences about getting involved with a chapter or affiliate, you know. And so it's been fun, and it's been interesting to see, you know, all the people that have, you know, come and gone for, you know, whatever reason since I've gotten involved. And we've got a whole different group of people now than we did when I got started. Some of them are still around. You know, we've seen a lot of changes and good changes. And, you know, I think it's just important to be involved.
Deb Lewis has her hand raised. Go ahead, Deb.
Oh, well, I got involved with the Council of the Blind in Pennsylvania, and through the Blind Association, I believe I got invited to a meeting by somebody who was attending a meeting at the Blind Association. And I said, well, you know, I'll try it out. And my ex-husband and I both went to the Council of the Blind meetings for like 3 years. And in 94, the council said, well, you know, we'll help you pay for you to go to the convention. So that was my first convention, was 94. And I had a new guide dog and marriage that was starting to fall apart. And it got worse at the convention, and my guide dog got, oh, that dog was a mess at the convention. Ended up giving her back a couple months later because she started growling at anybody who came within like 7 or 8 feet of me. I mean, every time we went out of the hotel, there was a policeman that was out there that my dog liked, and she'd go over and put her nose on this guy's, on his gun. And he'd say, get your dog's nose off my gun. And I don't know why she was so into that, but she was. And anyway, we went to that convention, and I thought, well, these, you know, ACB really seems to be really good, and they have a lot of great speakers. And I met people there that I corresponded with for a while and talked with on the phone. Their last name right now, Dave and Dan. Twins from Philadelphia.
Simpson.
Thank you. I was getting S, but I wasn't thinking of what the whole word was. Yeah, I met the Simpsons and got to be good friends with them the next year. And I went to Greensboro and had a good time there.
Oh boy,
had a dog that wasn't
misbehaving,
so I could actually meet people. And after that convention, I moved to San Antonio, and I got involved with the Alamo Council of the Blind. Mm-hmm. And I eventually was vice president. I almost got to serve 2 terms, but the first term, the vote was really close. The first time it was tied. And then the second time we voted, you know, so let's vote again. And we voted again. And that time I voted for the other person who was running because I knew she wasn't well. And I thought, this might really make her feel better if she wins. And I'll have a chance to be president and vice president whenever, you know, when she no longer can do it or wants to do it. And that's what happened. The poor lady died during her term. But I was really glad that she got to, you know, to have that office that she really wanted. So anyway, I got to be vice president of the Alamo Council. I moved here. I came here to, you know, Louisville, and I went to an NFB thing, and I was invited to a Christmas party. I had a terrible time. Let me see what ACB is like, and I don't remember what I first went to at ACB, but I've been with KCB here, you know, since 2003, I think. Carla can verify that sometime for me. I think it was 2003. And, you know, I haven't missed much of anything. I've participated in most everything we do.
I have to
be president for 4 years, and guide dog president for 8 years, and mm-hmm. with a break in the middle. I've enjoyed being part of ACB.
Well, I think one thing that you all have really pointed out here in different stories is that the chapters, I think of the chapters as like an incubator, you know. You know, somebody has a baby, and that baby may need help learning, you know, to be strong, or it may not be quite healthy or whatever, so it has all these things it has to learn. Chapter is like a member incubator. A new member comes along, and that gives us a way to help people learn. And that learning is not meant to be mean or hateful or nasty or whatever. It's just there are things that people need to know how they work in order to really do the job. And you just don't kind of drop out of the blue and know how to make it all work. I think KCB has been really fortunate and really lucky to have really good members over the years and really good people who have come along that path and get a lot done. You look at a roundabout, what happens at a roundabout? The night I came home and Adam said, well, let's make a list of all the people it took to do roundabout tonight. It was amazing. As you know, we had the program. It had Joey making sure the sound worked. Well, that sound is pretty important. In a room, if the sound doesn't work, we don't have a very successful roundabout. You know, now with the Zoom, Natalie's on Zoom, and if we want food, well, then Patty does food, and somebody helps serve, and, you know, Samantha's there, and sometimes even little Brentley passes out the forks and spoons. There's all kinds of levels of what people do, and every person who comes is important. You know, it takes everybody there to make it successful. So, and everyone, some people who come back week after week are super important, because if they're not there, they are missed. So, you know, that's how I kind of feel about chapters. And so everybody has that journey.
If you have questions about the Kentucky Council of the Blind, or you need information on resources for people with vision loss, call us at 502-895-4598 or email us at kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Sound Prince is a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind and is heard each week on ACB Radio Mainstream at acbradio.org, Central Kentucky Radio I at radioi.org, and the KCB website at www.kentucky-acb.org. Complete schedule information is also available on the website. Sound Prince is underwritten by the Louisville Downtown Lions Club and by the American Printing House for the Blind. This is Carla Rushable for Sound Prints. Have a great week, everybody.